Welcome to the Faith-Filled Entrepreneur podcast and video stream. Yes, that's right. You can now catch these on YouTube as well as on the podcast. On YouTube, we are at the Faith-Filled Entrepreneur. Our mission is to walk with you through entrepreneurship in faith and step into the full purpose that God has for you and your business. We want to help you align your mind and your business biblically. We want you to take God-sized steps of obedience because we know that He blesses faith, and we want to cover your business in prayer. My name is Jen Kleiber, founder of The Faith-Filled Entrepreneur, and your host on this ongoing conversation on faith in business. So if you are a faith-filled entrepreneur, or if you feel God leading you in that direction, my friend, you have come to the right place. So let's dig in. Okay, so I realized something about myself. A lot of my anxiety and my stress comes from an unmet timeline. I trust that the Lord will work things out. I would just appreciate if He would stay on the timeline that I have created in my mind, right? Anybody else feel that way? We know that the Lord's timing is perfect. We know this in our minds, but when things aren't done or resolved or moving forward by the time that we think that they should in our mind, doesn't that start to unsettle us some, right? In Genesis 16, this is a very familiar story. We saw this happen with Abraham and Sarah in the Bible. The Lord promised Abraham that he would be the father of all nations, but Sarah wasn't getting pregnant quick enough. And she actually, you know, maybe this is in our genes here, but she actually was the one who decided to take matters into her own hands. Now, to be fair, she was really old. They'd been trying for a really long time. It had been a lot of years. But she decided to give her servant, Hagar, to Abraham, and Hagar gets pregnant, right? And you probably know this story, but when Hagar gets pregnant, she starts treating Sarah with contempt, the Bible said, and in turn, Sarah starts treating her so badly that she runs away. Now, God intervened, of course, and He fixed the mess, but it wasn't without consequences, right? I understand where Sarah's coming from. I understand that need to want to create our own miracle, right? To want to move things along. But when God has given us a promise, when we know that He's called us into a season and we know that He's with us and we know that He's equipping us, sometimes just being in the waiting is the hardest part, right? So I had to pray this prayer the other day, and I've actually come back to it quite a few times. And the prayer is, Lord, starting to make plans, and when my timeline isn't kept, I start to stress out. I surrender this day, this month, this year, and this plan to You. Your ways and timing are always better. And again, while I know that in my head, I have to constantly be going back and reminding myself that throughout the day, even as thoughts start to creep into my mind, right? Have you ever had to pray a prayer like that? You are struggling with God's timeline, I would encourage you to go to Him. And then I would encourage you to go to the Word and remind yourself of the character of God. Why? Because this reminds us of who is running the show. Doing this brings instant peace to me in the midst of sitting or waiting in the unknown. Let me give you just a few biblical reminders that I fall on. Okay, the first one is Psalm 37:3. Trust in the Lord and do good. Then you will live safely in the land and prosper. Take delight in the Lord, and He will give you your heart's desires. So what's my job according to this scripture? To trust in the Lord, to do good, and to delight myself in the Lord. What does this mean, right? It means get to know Him, spend time with Him, worship Him. And what happens if I do this? Then I will live safely in the land and prosper. Now, I want to remind you, friends, that we will prosper by God's standards, not by my standards, right? We have to let go of these worldly expectations as well. We know that God wants to give us an abundant life, but we still have to let go of our own expectations here. And then here's the best one. He's going to align my heart with His, and then in doing that, give me the desires of my heart. Here's another one. Psalm 37, 34, put your hope in the Lord. Travel steadily along his path. He will honor you by giving you the land. You will see the wicked destroyed. Again, my job, put my hope in the Lord and travel along his path. His job, give us the land, destroy the wicked. All right, here's another one. The Lord directs the steps of the godly. He delights in every detail of their life. Though they stumble, they will never fail, for the Lord holds them by the hand. That's Psalm 37, 23, and 24. So again, our job is to be godly. So what does that mean? Well, I think we can circle back, right? I think it means to delight ourselves in the Lord. When we do that, we will want to be obedient. But it's not a checklist of right and wrong. If we do wrong, then he no longer delights in us, right? It's a relationship. Okay, here's another one. Psalm 56, 9. This I know, God is on my side. Psalm 62, 5 and 6. Let all that I am wait quietly before God, for my hope is in him. Why? Because he alone is my rock and my salvation, my fortress, while will not be shaken. So he's on our side, he is our fortress, and he is our hope. Okay, just a few more, although I could go on. I hope these are as encouraging to you as they are to me. Okay, Psalm 138, 7 and 8. You reach out your hand, and the power of your right hand saves me. The Lord will work out his plans for my life, for your faithful love, O Lord, endures forever. So the Lord is powerful. He has plans for our life and he works them out. Why does he work them out? Because of his faithful love for us. Don't miss that, friends. One more on this topic of his love for us. Psalm 139, 17 says, how precious are your thoughts about me, O God. They cannot be numbered. So friends, if you're starting to feel like your business isn't meeting the deadlines that you've put on it, or you're starting to do the math in your head and you're getting nervous about finances, or you're comparing yourself to someone else and you think you should be further ahead, feel confident to surrender those expectations to the Lord because of who he is and how he feels about you. If you haven't listened to the last episode, I encourage you to do so. We talked about 6 reasons why you should want to surrender your plans and expectations to the Lord, and it really centers around who he is and his love and grace towards us. And just bottom line, how much better at running our business he is than us. So go back to the episode before, take a listen to that if you haven't already. So in that episode, we talked about the why behind why we surrender. But for the rest of this one, I want to talk about the how and the what. So when we surrender our businesses to the Lord, we are telling him that we are available to do whatever he wants us to do, that we will not cling to our plans, that we will not cling to our goals, and that we will not cling to our expectations. But if you tell him this, friends, be prepared to have him shift your business, because here's the thing. Remember Ephesians 3:20, that he can and will do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. So that means that our plans, goals, and expectations are based on what we can wrap our minds around. So if we surrender those, be prepared that he's probably going to blow your mind, right? Also, here's another reason why. God wants the glory. We know that. That is how his fame spreads. That's how we go and tell everyone about his goodness, right? When we see things that he does that blow our minds. So a lot of times this means that he's going to take us outside of our own ability and do something supernatural in us and through us and in our business so that we have to say, that was God. That was not me. That was not my own ability. That was not my own skill. That was not my own knowledge. That was God. Now maybe you are different, but my personality and my past have somewhat molded me into what some may call a control freak. I think maybe a lot of you can relate. So this is a prayer that I have to do almost daily and sometimes multiple times a day, is just that, Lord, I'm available. Take away the worry and let me lean on you, right? For me, These are my red flags when I know that I'm trying to take control back of the situation. Number one, I start freaking out about the timeline, right? I have 14 calendars and I start setting deadlines and I start saying, okay, if this, then this, right? And I start really trying to make this plan. Second of all, I start trying to make things happen. Cue Sarah, right? I start saying, okay, let me just create this or let me throw this out. Now, I'm not saying that it's always a bad thing to get an idea and run with it, but I spin my wheels a lot, right? I spend a lot of time doing things and creating things and pushing things out that maybe are not in the plan that God has for me, but when I start to panic, then I start to go into problem-solving mode. Now, being a problem solver is not bad. It's a good thing, okay? But we always have to go back to the motives of our heart. If my problem solving is coming out of a place of anxiety and my anxiety is coming from a place of a lack of faith or not trusting in the Lord, then I have got to stop and I've got to give that back over to the Lord and I've got to go back to the Word and remember who God is and take a deep breath so that I can be obedient and be available to what He wants me to do. Number one, we have to tell Him that we surrender, right? We have to tell Him that we're available. Number two, and this is just my suggestion, write the things down that you are laying at His feet and be specific. Don't just say, I'm surrendering my business. What are you worried about? What are you trying to make work? What are you frustrated with? Write them down. The great thing about writing them down is two things happen. Number one, you get them out of you and you get them down on paper. And number two, when God works it out, you can go back and look at the date that you wrote it down and make sure that you thank Him and give Him the glory for that. Okay, number three, get in the Word. I've already said this, but why do we do this? Two main reasons. Number one, because the Bible is filled with incredible things that God did through normal people who were surrendered. Nehemiah, Daniel, Moses, Abraham, Esther, Noah, David, Paul, Peter, Joshua, Rahab, right? The list goes on and on and on of how God works through them in supernatural ways, both for His purpose and for their good, right? It's so encouraging and it is so instructional to go in and learn about how God works. And then number two, just as we did earlier in this episode, we have to remember the character of God so that we can be in a relationship with Him and we can delight ourselves in Him, right? Because when we're starting to have those panic moments, just saying, no, Jen, don't go there, isn't enough. Looking in the mirror and saying, you've got this, you're awesome, isn't enough. But going back to the Word and saying that my God is for me, He loves me, He's gone before me, He stands behind me, and He's right here beside me, that becomes enough. Okay, number four, this is the last one on this. Give space to listen. This is a practice that can be tough, but set aside designated time, and I recommend in the morning. You can always do it throughout the day, but let Him fill your day first, right? So set aside time in the morning, and then listen to what He has to say. Hearing the Holy Spirit is a discipline, but He is not hiding. He wants to guide us. He wants to teach us. He wants to encourage us. There's just so much noise in the world, in our minds, that if we aren't in the practice to listen, I'm afraid that we will miss it. Friends, I specifically would love to pray for you for this. If there is something that you are surrendering and you want me to pray with you, where two or more are gathered, right? You can send me a message on Instagram. We're there at the Faithful Entrepreneur. I promise to lift it up to the Lord as soon as I see it. In fact, I would like to pray generally for everybody who is listening or watching right now. First and foremost, Father, I thank You for delighting in us. I thank You for loving us. I thank You for being for us. I thank You for Your provision and Your faithfulness. Lord, I just ask that whatever it is that is in our hearts, that is in our minds, that is keeping us from delighting in You, Lord, take it away. Reveal it to us so that we can get rid of it. I pray for each person who is listening right now. I pray that you would guide them into surrender. Show them what is limiting them. Show them what is causing them the anxiety or the worry that you so desperately want to take away. And then give them the strength to lay it down at your feet. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Okay. So as we close up, I want to go over quickly what we actually surrender, right? As I've said before, we surrender our plans. We seek Him first. We surrender our expectations for the timing, for the outcome, for the responses that we get. We take a step of obedience and then we trust that the outcome belongs to Him, right? It's His responsibility. We surrender our goals. If you haven't listened, go back 2 episodes and listen to Are Your Goals Limiting Your Growth? Lean into Ephesians 3:20 and know that He can do infinitely more than you ask or imagine. We surrender our time. We recognize that our days are given to us by Him to use as He directs. Here's something that He's convicted me of. If you're working on a project and a friend needs help with something, you should probably help. If you're working all the time and not volunteering or serving others, you should probably reconsider that. We want to make sure that we are not clinging to our time, but that we are acting on the prompts of the Holy Spirit, because it all works together for his good, right? For our good, for His purpose. Okay, we surrender our finances. We could probably spend an entire episode, probably an entire podcast on this. But all I'm going to say about this right now is that money is a tool and that's it. It's not positive. It's not negative. It's just a tool. We don't want to cling too tightly to it, but we want to be good stewards of it. The Bible is very clear on the expectation to be generous, but it is also very clear on our responsibility to work, with examples of the Proverbs 31 woman having multiple streams of income and the parable of the talents, right? So don't cling too tightly for it. And lastly, we surrender our worries. Worry and anxiety is too much a part of entrepreneurship, because we are always pushing into the unknown, trying new things, responsible for other people. Worry sometimes seems to be par for the course, but it's not supposed to be. So if you are struggling with this, you haven't surrendered, friend. Let's start that today. And just as a reminder, you can follow us on Instagram and now YouTube at The Faith-Filled Entrepreneur. And you can see all of our resources at thefaithfulentrepreneur.com. Bye for now, friend.